turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the custom king of the SEO show.
You know that feeling, right? It's usually late at night. The shop is closed. Maybe you finally cleared your inbox after just a brutal day, and you decide to do a quick spot check.
Yeah, the self-Googling moment.
Exactly. You pull up Google, or, you know, maybe you ask Claude or ChatGPT, and you search for your core service. Plumber in Austin.
Or vintage boots near me.
And your heart just sinks.
It hits the floor. Because you aren't there.
Or worse, you're buried on page two. But your competitor, the one you know has a worse product, the one with the terrible customer service, is sitting right there at the top.
It's the classic business owner's nightmare.
Yeah.
And it triggers that knee-jerk reaction. I need to fix this right now.
Right. But then you look at the price tag for a top agency and you kind of recoil.
And you think, I'm smart. I built this business from scratch. Surely I can just, you know, figure out SEO on my own.
The eternal build versus buy equation. It's the oldest question in business. But for search traffic, the variables have just changed so fast.
Drastically.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're digging into. We're looking at this really comprehensive guide from Austin Cold Monkey, great name, by the way, published just recently, February 10th, 2026.
It's called Do I Really Need to Hire Someone for SEO?
Mm-hmm.
And what stuck out to me is it's not a sales pitch. It feels more like a math problem. It breaks down the time tax, the skill gap, and this kind of terrifying new reality of AI search optimization.
Exactly. It's not just keywords anymore. It's a resource allocation problem. It really comes down to time versus money versus how fast you need to grow.
Okay, so let's start with that reality check. The source puts a specific number on the time tax of doing this yourself. And honestly, when I first read it, I thought it was a typo.
You mean the weekly commitment?
Yeah. The guide says to do this effectively, not just treading water, but actually competing, it takes 10 to 15 hours per week.
Right.
That seems excessive. I mean, 15 hours, that's basically two full work days. Is that real?
It is real. And here's why. I think most people visualize SEO as writing a blog post on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And if that's all you're doing, then sure, it takes maybe 2 hours. But that isn't really SEO. That's just blogging.
Okay, so what fills up the other 13 hours then?
Maintenance and technical debt. The guide lists out the skill gap concepts you actually have to master. It's not just typing. It's things like XML sitemaps, schema markup, backlink analysis, canonical tags.
Whoa, okay, let's pause right there because that's where the whole Sunday afternoon idea falls apart for me. Let's take schema markup. That sounds like developer jargon.
It is, essentially. Think of it like this. Your website has a recipe on it. To a human, it looks like a recipe. To a Google bot, it's just a wall of text.
Okay.
Schema markup is a specific code you put in the background that labels the data. Mm. It tells Google, hey, this string of numbers is the cooking time, or this list is the ingredients, and this star rating is a real rating.
So without that code, Google is just guessing.
It's guessing. And in 2026 with AI search, if Google is guessing, you are losing. You're completely invisible.
And what about crawl budgets? That was another term in the source that sounded, well, frankly, kind of made up.
I wish it were. It's so critical. Think of Google's bot, the software that scans the internet like a very busy personal shopper in a gigantic grocery store. They only have a certain amount of time to spend in your aisle. That is your crawl budget.
So they won't even look at everything on my site.
Nope. If your site is messy or it's slow or it's full of broken links, the bot gets stuck or just bored, and it leaves before it even finds your new pages.
Mm-hmm.
A huge part of that 15-hour weekly commitment is just technical maintenance, making sure the bot has a smooth path so your content actually gets seen.
So the 15 hours isn't just creating content. It's basically being a janitor for your own code.
Exactly. And education. That's the other hidden time sink. Google updates its algorithm thousands of times a year.
Thousands. I mean, I hear about the big core updates every few months, but thousands seems really high.
Most are tiny tweaks.
Mm-hmm.
But several times a year, they drop a bomb that just changes all the rules. If you aren't reading the industry news daily, you might be using a strategy that stopped working in 2024.
So you're spending 15 hours a week doing work that might actually be hurting you?
You could be, yeah, if you haven't kept up.
Okay, play devil's advocate with me. Let's say I'm stubborn. I have the aptitude. I'm willing to learn the code. I'm willing to burn the midnight oil. At least I'm saving cash, right? This is the free option.
Well, is it free? The source breaks this down, the hidden costs of free. To actually do this at a level that competes with professionals, you need data. You cannot improve what you can't measure.
You mean analytics? Google Analytics is free.
Analytics tells you what happened on your site. It doesn't tell you what your competitors are doing or what keywords you should be ranking for or who's linking to you. For that, you need professional SEO tools like SEMrush, Ahrefs, Moz.
And those are definitely not cheap.
No. You're looking at, what, $200 to $500 a month for a decent single-user license. So right off the bat, your free DIY project is costing you anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000 a year just in software.
That's a really valid point. And that's not even counting the value of your own time. If you value your time at, say, $50 an hour and you're doing 15 hours a week, that math gets ugly fast.
It gets very ugly. But there's another cost that's maybe harder to quantify, but is even more painful.
What's that?
The cost of waiting.
The timeline.
Right. Okay.
The guide had a visual on this that I found really interesting. It correlated the strategy chosen with the time to results.
This is expectation management 101. If you go the DIY route, and this is assuming you're doing it correctly, the guide suggests you're looking at 9 to 18 months to see a significant ROI.
A year and a half. That is a long time to grind 15 hours a week without seeing a payoff.
It is. It's a total marathon. Now compare that to a professional agency. The timeline shrinks to 4 to 8 months.
Why such a drastic difference? Is it just because they have more people working on it?
It's velocity and precision. An agency isn't spending the first 3 months watching YouTube videos trying to figure out what a canonical tag is. They're fixing it on day one.
Right.
They have existing relationships for backlinks. They have templates for schema. They just hit the ground running.
But there was a big caveat here about competition, right? The guide says this timeline depends heavily on who you're actually up against.
It's a huge caveat. The source uses Austin as the backdrop, but this applies anywhere. Are you a hyper-local B2B industrial gasket manufacturer?
I am not, but let's pretend I am for the sake of the argument.
Okay, if you are, and you're the only one in town, DIY is probably fine. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be present. The bar is super low.
But what if I'm a personal injury lawyer or a realtor?
Then you are stepping into a gladiator arena. Your competitors are spending $10,000, maybe $20,000 a month on this. If you think you can beat them with a Sunday afternoon blog post and a free plugin, you are mistaken.
You're bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Exactly. The higher the stakes, the less viable DIY becomes. In those niches, the margin for error is basically zero.
Okay, let's shift gears a little. Let's say someone listening has been trying to DIY this whole time. They've been at it for maybe 6 months. How do they know if they're failing? The guide lists three specific warning signs.
The first one is the flat line.
Which is pretty much what it sounds like.
Exactly. If your traffic hasn't grown in 3 months, that is a big red flag. In the early days of SEO, you should see some kind of movement. A flat line implies either your strategy is just fundamentally flawed, or, and this is very common, you've been hit by an algorithmic penalty you don't even know about.
You're in the penalty box and the ref didn't even tell you.
You got it. The second sign is the invisible map pack.
I love this term. This is the local map pack, right? Those three little pins that show up on Google Maps right at the top of the search.
That's the holy grail for any local business. If you sell pizza or you fix roofs or groom dogs, something like 70% of the clicks happen in those three spots. If you're not in the map pack, you are invisible to most of your mobile customers.
And getting there isn't just about keywords, is it?
No, it's a totally different algorithm. It's about proximity, prominence, and relevance. It means managing citations across 50 different directories. Yelp, Yellow Pages, Bing, making sure your name, address, and phone number are identical down to the comma on every single one.
So if you have Saint on one and Street on the other,
it can hurt you. Seriously. Google gets confused. It lowers your trust score. A DIYer just rarely has the patience to audit 50 different directories.
That makes sense. And that brings us to the third warning sign, the bandwidth issue, which really goes back to consistency.
Right. SEO is like a diet. You can't just eat healthy for one day a month and expect to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
If you only work on SEO in these sporadic bursts, you know, only when business is slow or you feel guilty, it's going to fail. Search engines reward consistent, fresh signals.
Okay, I want to pivot to the part of the guide that really felt like we were stepping into the future. I mean, we're talking about a source from February 2026. And the way they talk about search, it's not just Google anymore.
No, this is the 2026 context. We are now living in the era of AIO, AI search optimization.
AIO. So we went from SEO to AIO. What does that actually mean for the guy selling vintage boots?
It means your customers aren't just typing Vintage Boots Austin into a search bar and looking for a blue link. They're talking to their phones. They're asking ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, Perplexity.
So like, hey, Claude, where can I find some 1970s combat boots in good condition near me?
Exactly. And notice what happens. Claude doesn't give you a list of 10 websites to go browse. It gives you an answer.
You should check out Business Name on South Congress.
Because they specialize in 70s military surplus.
Right. Being the answer is significantly harder than just being a link.
Much harder. The guide calls this LLM seeding.
Yes. It's the whole process of ensuring your business information is ingested and, more importantly, trusted by these large language models. How do you even do that? You can't just log into ChatGPT and edit your profile.
No, you have to convince the AI that you are an authority. This requires something called entity optimization. You need so much consistent, structured data all across the web news articles, reviews, that technical schema we talked about, that the AI finally decides, okay, this business is a factual entity and I can trust its information.
It sounds incredibly sci-fi, but also incredibly technical.
It is, and it's almost impossible to DIY because it involves understanding how LLMs process their training data.
Right.
And this all ties directly into voice search too.
Optimizing for Siri and Alexa.
Right. Voice queries are conversational. People don't say Pizza Austin. They say, where can I get a gluten-free slice that's still open right now?
So your website has to answer that specific question explicitly.
Exactly. You need conversational content strategies.
Mm-hmm.
FAQs that sound like real humans talking, not these keyword stuffed paragraphs. It's ironic, but if your site sounds like a robot wrote it, the actual robots won't want to read it.
The irony is very rich there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. Money. The guide lays out the cost breakdown really clearly. If I decide, okay, 15 hours is too much and I have no idea what LLM seeding is, what are my options?
Option one is the in-house hire. You hire a dedicated SEO specialist.
That sounds great on paper. I mean, someone dedicated to my business 40 hours a week?
It does. Until you look at the P&L, a salary for a competent specialist in a city like Austin is, what, $50,000 to $75,000?
Mm.
But that's just the base.
Right. You have to add benefits, payroll tax, overhead, software licenses.
The guide puts the true cost at over $75,000 to $100,000 a year. And there's a massive risk attached to this model that people forget.
The skill mismatch.
That's the one. SEO is really three different jobs. It's a technical coding job. It's a creative writing job. And it's a PR relationship building job for backlinks.
And finding one person who is an expert coder, a brilliant writer, and a PR shark.
That person is a unicorn. Usually you hire a specialist who is great at one of those things and just ignores the other two. So you're paying $100 a fee and you still have major gaps.
Okay, so option two is freelancers, the gig economy.
Yep. $75 to $200 an hour. This is great for sniper shots. You know,
yeah.
My site speed is slow, fix it. Or I need five articles about plumbing.
But you become the project manager.
And there's that time tax creeping back in.
Yeah.
If you have a writer in London, a technical SEO expert in India, and a link builder in New York, you're not doing SEO. You're managing a remote team. It can work, but it's very administratively heavy.
Which brings us to option three, the agency retainer.
The whole argument here is economies of scale. For a predictable monthly fee, usually less than the cost of one employee, you get access to a fractional team.
So you get a slice of the coder, a slice of the writer, and a slice of the strategist.
Exactly. You don't need a full-time technical geek. You just need one for 5 hours a month. An agency lets you access that talent without having to pay the full salary.
But, and this is a massive but, agencies have a reputation for a reason. We've all heard the horror stories. Pay us $2,000 a month and we'll get you to number one in 30 days.
And then they take the money and run.
Yeah.
Which is why the vetting section of this source is probably the most valuable part. It gives you a roadmap on how to avoid the snake oil.
What's the number one thing to look for?
The case study test. But you have to be specific. Don't let them show you some graph from a Fortune 500 company if you're a local bakery. You want to see local ranking improvements in similar markets to yours.
And recency matters, right?
Crucially. If they show you a case study from 2021, you should politely walk away. That was before AI search really took hold. It's irrelevant. You need to see wins from the last 12 months, period.
What about metrics? I feel like bad agencies love to throw these big, confusing numbers at clients. Like, you got 50,000 impressions.
Ah, vanity metrics. Impressions just means your listing appeared on a screen somewhere. It doesn't mean anyone clicked it, and it definitely doesn't mean anyone bought anything.
So what should we be asking for instead?
Qualified traffic, local pack rankings, phone calls, and ultimately revenue. If an agency can't draw a straight line from their work to your cash register, they're hiding something.
There's also this concept of white hat versus black hat SEO.
A vital distinction. White hat means ethical strategies that follow Google's guidelines. It's sustainable. Black hat is the dark side, buying thousands of fake links, hiding text on the page, automating spam.
And black hat works for a minute.
It works until it doesn't. Oh. And when it stops, you don't just slide back. You get de-indexed. Google literally wipes you from the internet. For a legitimate business, that is an existential threat. Never risk your entire domain to save a few months.
One last vetting tip that I thought was really smart: ownership.
Always, always ensure the contract states that you, the client, own everything. You own the analytics account, you own the content, you own the code changes.
Oh, we've all seen this happen. A client fires an agency and the agency just says fine and deletes the entire website.
Or holds the data hostage. Pay us $5,000 or we won't release your Google Analytics history. It happens. You have to get it in writing up front.
So we've covered the DIY struggle, the cost of hiring, how to vet the pros. But the guide does mention it's not always a binary choice. It's not just do it all or outsource it all.
No, not at all. There are middle grounds. The hybrid model is actually becoming very popular.
How does that work?
Well, think about what you know best. You know your business. You know your customers. So you handle the content. You write the blog posts or the case studies because you have the actual industry expertise.
And the agency handles.
They handle the heavy lifting, the technical audits, the schema markup, the link building, the AIO optimization. Basically, they build the race car. You drive it.
I like that. It keeps the voice authentic, but make sure the engine doesn't explode.
Exactly. There's also the audit and train model. You pay a consultant to come in, fix everything once, and then train your marketing assistant on how to keep the lights on.
That seems really smart for businesses with smaller budgets but capable staff.
It is. It's a lower ongoing cost, but you get that high upfront value.
Okay, so let's bring this all home. We've unpacked a lot. If a listener is sitting there right now staring at that build versus buy equation, how do they solve it?
It really comes down to a simple flowchart. Question one, do you have 15 hours a week? And I mean real uninterrupted hours.
Question two, do you have the technical aptitude to learn schema, analytics, and AIO strategy?
And question three, do you have the patience to wait 12 to 18 months for real results?
If the answer to all of those is yes, then DIY is a valid, respectable path.
It is. You will learn a lot. But if you are in a high competition market, if you're fighting for your life in the map pack and you need growth in 6 months, not 18, you probably need a partner.
It really does clarify things when you remove the emotion and just look at the resources. It's not about whether you can learn it. It's about whether you should.
Which brings up the final concept I wanted to touch on. It's opportunity cost.
This is the killer.
Think about those 15 hours. While you are sitting there at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday, trying to debug a plugin or figure out why your canonical tag is broken, what are you not doing?
You're not training your staff. You're not refining your menu. You're not calling back leads. You're not with your family.
Exactly. If your hourly rate as a CEO is, say, $200 an hour, and you spend 15 hours doing $20 an hour work, you are literally losing money. Sometimes the most expensive thing you can do is try to do everything yourself.
That is a powerful thought to leave on. If you're stuck in the weeds, you just can't see the horizon.
Concertly.
Precisely. Well, listeners, that is a lot to chew on. But here's your homework. Pick up your phone right now. Search for your core service in your town. Plumber in Austin, Best Tacos downtown. See if you show up in that map pack the top three.
If you're there, congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing.
And if you aren't,
yeah.
Well, look at your calendar. Do you have 15 hours? Or do you need to make a phone call?
The clock is ticking either way.
Thanks for diving deep with us today. We'll see you on the next one.
See you then.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.